Hey, 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 welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show. I am your host, Dr. Gigi Jasmine. One of the stereotypes out there is that women are bad with money. They don't know how to handle money properly. And this stereotype probably developed over the years because women were not allowed to, I know that's been a while back, but women were not allowed to own properties. Women were not allowed to work outside of the home. Women were not allowed to have a checking or account or savings account or own anything for that matter. So for years, for decades, for centuries, the men had the wealth. They control everything. So the women didn't really have access to that. And whenever people mention money and women, they always think about shopping. Okay, women shop a lot and they are very high maintenance and they use the money in the wrong way. So since there has been talks about a recession coming, I wanted to take this time to really give you a couple of tips as women to help you position yourself to grow and prosper during this time of economic downturn. Are you ready? Grab your pen and paper and let's get started. Hey, 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 my name is Dr. Gigi Jasmine and I am obsessed with all things personal development and helping you face your fears, shatter your limiting beliefs, and show up messy in this process of creating a life and business that lights you up. I am the girl from the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere who put herself through school, became an educator, built a real estate business, and wrote the book on conquering your past. Is there a subject that's off limits? No way. Mindset, money, abuse, mental health, family, education are all topics we discuss here. This is the place where you will learn how to be a happy, vibrant, curious, productive, and brave woman who builds a life she loves. Grab your lime water and your favorite cozy pillow and get ready to take messy action. This is the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show. This episode is brought to you by Welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, episode 71. Well, I'm going to get right into how to position yourself to grow and prosper during the recession. Yes, I know it is a potential recession, and I know some people are feeling it already. I know I am. I have been spending more on gas than I've ever spent. I drive a four-cylinder car for a reason, because I want to save. Okay, and lately, a car that used to take about $40, $50 to fill up, it's costing me more than $80 right now. More, about double what I used to pay for it. So I am not very happy with that. So what do you do? What do you do when you're paying more in the grocery store? More at the gas pump? More for everything, it seems. What do you do? And I know I've been talking about women and how people see us with money. They seem to think that all we do with money is spend it and shop with it and buy unnecessary things with it. But that stereotype is not meant for me or my mother or my grandmother. Because you know what? We women, especially Black women, have been responsible to take care of everybody. I don't remember us having the luxury to just, you know, waste our money or just go shopping and just go do the nails and do the hair and do this and do that. We didn't have that luxury. So we've always had to work hard and save our money so that we can get things done. And I'm sure women everywhere are like that. Some have had it better than others, but I know we all have that responsibility towards our families. And I know that right now, yes, women, we were not definitely what's the word I want to use? We were not engaged in really money management in our household way back when, because it seems like the men used to handle everything, and that was where their power lies. And then when a woman and a man would get married, and everything was under the man's name, once he leaves, she was destitute. She was left out there with nothing and unable to take care of herself. I think over the years, that has changed. And with the rise of divorce and the divorce rate and everything like that, so many households now are headed by women. And because of that, women have a greater responsibility to not only learn about money, but learn how to use it properly and how to use it in a way that brings them profit and that brings them wealth. Because it is important for them to do that, because they are now responsible for themselves, for their children, for their households, and for their future. So as you are feeling that incoming recession, and you're feeling it in your pockets, and you're feeling it in the grocery stores, and you're feeling it with everything that you buy, you are thinking about, okay, how far is this gonna go? And from NerdWallet, I know you might want to know what recession is, because people keep throwing these words around and they don't really explain it. But according to NerdWallet, a recession is it's a period when economic growth stops, and then the economy just starts to shrink. You know, things are not, there's no growth. There's really, it seems like an emptying of people's pockets, of people's savings, because they're paying more for everything. It seems like supply is down now. That's why people are paying a lot more for homes, right? Because of COVID, we had a supply issue with building materials. And because these building materials were non-existent or more expensive than before, now builders had to pay a higher price to get these materials, and therefore have to increase the price, right? And because they increase the price, they pass it on to you, the buyer, and now you're paying more for the same house you would have paid a whole lot less for a couple of years ago. So when you are going through, I think what Tony Robbins called this is winter. We are entering that winter when things are dying off, when things are not growing, when things seem to be dead. But you cannot just see it like that. You cannot see it on the surface. Because during the winter, everything is dormant. Everything is down, because a time will come where they will come back again. I know right now, yes, things seem to be down. People are spending more money than they want to. And it seems like it cannot turn around. It will not turn around, right? That's what it seems like. It seems like it's time to, you know, get all your stocks out of the stock market, or close your retirement accounts, because you feel like they are vulnerable. But the thing is, my number one tip, if you stay calm, remain calm. You have to have a level head. You have to keep emotions out of this. Okay, you have to be reasonable to think about your situations, where you at, where your money is, and what is it doing, and how can you position it in a way to grow and to prosper. So don't get too excited. Okay, don't start complaining. Don't start whining. Don't start making a big deal out of the big deal. You have to shrink it down, okay? So it doesn't look as big to you. It is a big deal right now, what we're going through in the economy. But if you make it bigger than it is, it's going to be a problem. So calm yourself. Remain calm. Find yourself in a situation, in a state of mind where you can see the situation objectively. And then you can start to create a plan of action so that you won't go crazy undoing all the hard work that you've been doing for the past whatever years. All right. And I know I've been through this back in 2007, 2008, when we had that financial crisis. Yeah. And I didn't really handle it quite well because I lost a lot of investment during that time because I panic. And, you know, I mean, as you know, with as a mom with six kids and a lot of responsibilities, you want to hold on to the cash that you have at hand. So I didn't really want to use the cash that I had at hand to take care of anything because I feel like I need to save that money for to take care of my household. And I think, and that's all great, but I think if I had reasoned differently, I might have been in a better place right now. Okay, because there's a lot of investments I made, I decided to let go because I didn't want to spend that money. So when you remain calm, when you control your emotions, you can be in a position to make better decisions, okay? Number two, okay, it's time to look at your budget and maybe move a few things around, okay? Rebalance your budget. You should have a budget. You should know how much money you're spending and on what you are spending it every month. Because that's how you track your spending and that's how you know whether you're going over or you're staying under. So if you don't have a budget, you might want to get one because it will help you to understand where your money is going. Okay, so rebalance your budget. I know I'm spending a lot more money on food right now than I've ever spent before because I have still three growing teenagers in the house and they eat a lot. All right. And I know I'm spending a lot more on gas as well. I mean, I was surprised. My favorite seasoning, I went to the Dominican grocery store down the street. I used to buy that spice for $4.59. And I paid $12 for it the other day. $12. Where do I go to get that increase in my business? Okay, where do I go? So since I love the seasoning and it makes my life easier, I bought it, right? I bought it. But I may have to shave something else so I can be able to continue buying it, right? So look at your budget, rebalance it, and then see how much you're allocating where. And where can you cut to, you know, to put on the grocery list, for example, or to put for gas expenses? Rebalance it out, okay? And then if you, I know, I have stocks, and some of you may have stock portfolios as well, and it is nerve-wracking to be seeing the market just zigzagging up and down without any clear direction where it's going to settle. And stocks that you have paid a lot of money for, and all of a sudden now it's down, okay? But if you are a student of the stock market, you have to know that this winter time will not remain. Spring is coming. I would not recommend for you to just, you know, close your account and go sell everything and then just try to save the little that you have left. No, I would rebalance the portfolio. If you can afford it while the stocks are down, it's you can start investing a little more, okay? Investing a little more in those same stocks or maybe in a different one that you think might be able to, you know, really grow and prosper later on. But closing your account right now may not be the best thing to do, but to each its own. So whatever you want to do, but I know for a fact, through experience, that it will bounce back. All right, so number four, boost your emergency funds. Yeah, so as you know, and I know it's kind of, I mean, it's like, what are you saying? I'm spending more for everything, but you want me to boost my emergency fund? Only if you can. If you can do it, absolutely do it. If you can do it, then you know what? You may have to adjust a little bit in the things that you spend your money on. Okay, so only if you can. If you can do it, you do. Excuse me. I'm still recovering from COVID, and I know you may hear my nasal speaking a little bit, but yes, that's where that's coming from. And then again, the same thing, number five, pay down your debt. You might be saying, where am I going to get the money to do that? Where am I going to get it? But perhaps, you never know. I mean, sometimes during the downturns, during economic crisis, people become creative. They start new businesses. They start new jobs. They have side hustles that they do. You know, people are creative. So you can get creative to find out how can you pay down your debt? What skill do you have you can put to use right now to help somebody solve a problem? And they will gladly pay you for it. So many businesses are born during this time because they want to solve problems. So what problems can you solve? Number six, take advantage of community and government programs. I say that because if you have small children, there may be some community programs or government programs that can help you with that, with childcare. If you're looking to buy a house, there are first-time home buyer programs that could help you pay your down payment and your closing costs. There may be, if you're struggling with, you know, paying utilities or there are programs out there for that. So you need to take a look in your community to see what's available to you and see what you can qualify for and take advantage of. If you can, why not? Just get it done, and then that could give you the relief that you need. And as we move on to number seven, curate your credit. Okay, so the same thing as similar to pay down your debt, because some of you may have some credit cards that are killing you. All right? And you know, when time is tough and money is tight, it's not easy to find extra money to put towards the credit card. But if you can find a credit card where you can maybe have 0% for 12 months or 24 months, you can actually move a higher rated credit card to a lower interest rate one so that you can start saving money there. So take a look at all your cards, your credit, and see what you can shift around, what you can do to actually bring your payments down and also your debts down as well. Because if you get a 24-month zero interest, you saving 24 months of interest, which is excellent. And then that can help you pay down your debt as well, number five. And I know number eight. Okay, number eight, I think that's where I am. I think I lost my focus. Keep on investing. I know it's like, you want me to do what? You want me to invest? But yes, when things are down, that's when you invest. Because then you know that it's going to turn around. If you're buying at the lowest, then you know that it's going to go high, right? I know that housing prices are high now, so you may have to think about it, okay? Some people say, hey, wait. And some people say we'll get up there again or down there again. So it's up to you. It depends on your finances and if you are ready for that. But as far as everything that's going low that used to be high, you need to think about it. You need to do your research or investigation. Like, I'm into stock investing, and I know that there are certain stocks that are down. And it's a ripe opportunity to take advantage of that. And I know you have to do it in a balanced way because you may buy it at a price today and then it's lower the next day or the next week. So you have to, don't just put everything at once in there. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not giving you financial advice. But know that, you know, whatever is, winter is not forever. Let me just say that winter is not forever. And that it will not stay the same. It will swing will come. This is the seasons of life. We have to be prepared for them when they come, and then we have to be prepared to reap the rewards or suffer the consequences. All right. So I want you to know that you are unstoppable and that whatever you put your mind to, you can achieve. Until next time. I would love it very much to connect with you. Please follow us on our Facebook page at the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, or you can join us at Women Entrepreneurs Breaking Barriers to get weekly motivation, inspiration, life tools, and business tools to really empower you to take unstoppable action. Hey, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show and if you learned something, please tell us on our Facebook page, The Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, or join us at Women Entrepreneurs Breaking Barriers on our Facebook page. Also, one of the best gifts you can give me is a review at Apple Podcasts. Hop on in there. And I want to hear from you. I mean, it encourages me and I get so excited when I get a message from you. Thank you so much again for listening. See you next time.